Welcome to the podcast of European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. My name is Diane. I am the social media manager and your today's host. Today, our guests are Dr. Annemie van de Bosch and Dr. Michelle Michels from Erasmus UMC Rotterdam. They are both cardiologists. So Annemie, can you tell us briefly about your city, Rotterdam?
Well, yes, of course. Welcome to this podcast from Erasmus Medical Center. We are located in Rotterdam, and Rotterdam is the second largest city of the Netherlands and has a very long history that goes actually back to 1270. And besides, we have this big university hospital. Rotterdam is also one of the economic centers of the Netherlands, maybe also known as the European largest seaport that we have. And besides, we have a big population. We also have more than 180 nationalities in our city. Rotterdam is actually known for its not only his university, but also his riverside setting, cultural life, and also its modern architecture, because actually the city center was destroyed in the Second World War. And after that, Rotterdam is building continuously, and that results in a varied landscape of different buildings and skyscrapers.
Thank you. And Michelle, can you tell us about your hospital? What is the main focus?
Yes, of course. Well, the Erasmus Medical Center is the largest of the 8 university medical centers in the Netherlands. And yeah, its focus is really broad. So it really goes from health to illness. But as a cardiology department, we really focus on complex cardiac diseases. And we have a very close collaboration with the Sophia Children's Hospital. So also in our ERN, we are really able to give lifelong treatment and commitment to our patients and our families.
Thank you. And Annemie, why did you become a member of the ERN? And can you tell us about which thematic areas you are in?
Yes, thank you. We are within the ERN in thematic area 4, so the congenital heart disease, and thematic 5, the hypertrophic cardiomyopathies and cardiomyopathies in general. We have a big population in our side of adult congenital heart disease patients. And as this patient population has such a big variety and also a very different way of presenting and diagnosing these different congenital heart diseases, it's very important to broaden our scope and work together, not only maybe in Europe, but even in the world together to give the best care to our patients, because it's such a big variety of diseases. The ERN is for us very important to connect with our colleagues in Europe to not only expand our knowledge about adult congenital heart disease and congenital heart disease in general, but also to create research bonds and to hopefully treat our patients better and give them a better prognosis.
Thank you. And Michelle, the next question is for you. What can you contribute to the ERN?
Yeah, I think we can contribute to the ERN our extensive clinical, but also our research experience in both the field of congenital heart disease, but also in the field of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Both are rare diseases, as my colleague already pointed out, with a really broad clinical manifestation. And I think we need each other to make difficult decisions in patient care, but we also need to join forces. And if I can speak for our hypertrophic cardiomyopathy field. We have really a large population of patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, all genotypes. So I think we can really add to the research field, and well, also love to collaborate on the European level with colleagues in other countries.
Thank you. And Annemien, what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, I hope we can meet each other more frequently than we used to do in only congresses, so that we will have more meetings together, getting to know each other, and therefore hopefully collaboration and participation in different research programs, but also education and patient care can be enhanced. And I think the ERN is the vehicle to facilitate this.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I have some personal questions to the both of you. So let's start with Annemien. Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Well, actually, I've been born and raised in Rotterdam. I also did my medical degree here at the Erasmus University, so I've never been away. And within cardiology, actually, my first mentor was Jos Roeland, one of our previous head of the department. And after that, Jolien Roos Hesseling has been my mentor for many years within the field of congenital heart disease.
Thank you. And Michelle, where did you train? And who was
Yeah, well, contrary to my colleague, I moved around a little bit. So I went to medical school in Belgium, in Leuven, did the first part of my training also there, and then came to Rotterdam for the cardiology part of my training. And I don't have one specific mentor. I think I have been in the position to be trained by a lot of really great cardiologists, both in Leuven and in Rotterdam, and always been in a very motivating environment, and learned different things from different people. In the field of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, my mentor was Volker ten Kate, who started with collecting patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy over 50 years ago now. So that's really impressive. And well, I try to fill in your shoes.
And Michelle, what was the most important lesson learned?
That you have to make your own choices.
Okay. And Annemien, what was your most important lesson learned?
Always be curious and always think in solutions and not in problems.
And Annemien, do you have a favorite sport?
Oh yeah, I have many sports, but one of my favorites is actually rowing. Well, of course, we are in the Netherlands. We have a lot of water, but I love to row. And also I love to ski, but that is not possible in the Netherlands. So that's only a few, 1 week or a few weeks a year.
Thank you. And Michelle, do you have a favorite sport? And can you tell us something about it?
Well, I have a couple of sports that I do regularly, on a regular basis. I like running, I play tennis, and I like field hockey. And I think one of my most favorite sports is actually skiing. But as Annemien already mentioned, we don't have any mountains in the Netherlands and rarely see snow, so that's a little bit difficult.
Okay, and then the most important question of the day. What is your favorite holiday destination? Will it be snow or sunshine, Michelle?
Yeah, I think it will be snow. But if you're asking about other holiday destinations, I don't have a specific country. I really like to travel the world, see different cultures, move around, and I really enjoy that.
And Annemien, do you have a favorite holiday destination?
Oh, yes, I do. That's Italy. I just love the country, the culture, the food, the fashion, It's really my favorite holiday country.
Well, thank you so much, Annemien and Michelle. And thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope to meet you next week with our other guests from the University Center of Padova. Goodbye.